Can a change at the top fix a troubled company?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Breakdown, our economy one step at a time, and Marketplace's special look at jobs and getting America back to work. And we'll start with the top jobs at a couple of big companies. Yahoo, which has been struggling to compete with rivals Google and Facebook, has just fired its CEO, Carol Bartz. And Bank of America, which has been facing a drop in shareholder confidence, has just ousted two of its senior executives. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us now live to talk about what's behind these management shakeups. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Amy, does executive turnover mirror overall job turnover? In other words, are the people at the top as vulnerable in a weak economy as those in the middle and at the bottom?
Well, I wouldn't say as vulnerable, but certainly more so. I spoke earlier with Jeffrey Garten at the Yale School of Management, and he says, you know, there's so much uncertainty right now that he expects to see a lot more of this sort of thing in all sorts of industries.
I think we're going to see much shorter tenures at the top. And a lot of this is really not the fault of the leaders, but the extraordinary circumstances in which we find ourselves.
Extraordinary circumstances, Amy. And what about the effect of all of this? How effective is it when changes like this are made? Do CEO shakeups really turn things around at a company?
Well, short term, you might see, you know, a boost in the stock, as we did with Yahoo and Bank of America. But Garten says long term, you need a particular kind of leader in times like this, someone who's adaptable, entrepreneurial, maybe even ruthless, who can sort of steer the ship in a storm. And one example he gave is Steve Jobs, who really turned things around at Apple when he came back as CEO in the mid-90s. That was during a really rough time for the company. And, of course, Jobs just announced that he's stepping down again.
Indeed. Marketplace's Amy Scott. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome.
Well, now to the troubles at the cash-strapped U.S. Postal Service. As it tries to cut its costs, it's also asking its outside contractors to cut. The Postal Service spends $15 billion a year with contractors, and it wants to bring that number down by a billion. Marketplace's David Gura reports now from Washington.
The U.S. Postal Service has outsourced for a long time.
Probably since the Pony Express.
That's David Hendel, a lawyer with Hush Blackwell.
Mail that goes any kind of a distance at all has been contracted out from time immemorial.
To some familiar companies making hundreds of millions of dollars every year. FedEx and United Airlines, Northrop Grumman and IBM. Some of them transport mail, others help track it and sort it. Hendel says some of those contracts may not be renewed.
As the Postal Service contracts, it's buying less of everything.
And it's asking companies to consider lowering rates, to cut costs where they can. The Postal Service is asking for sympathy. But Hendel says the USPS will always rely on contractors. It's cheaper, and it doesn't have to worry about retirement or health care benefits. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up 2-3% across Europe right now after a court in Germany said it was legal for the country to help bail out its neighbors. On Wall Street yesterday, though, the Dow dropped 100 points to close at 11,139.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. By Mass Mutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. And by the United Methodist Church, offering an opportunity for listeners to join others to reclaim September 11th as a day of hope at rethinkchurch.org.
All this week, we're looking at how 9/11 has changed the landscape for American business 10 years on. And for companies large and small, spending on security continues to grow. But as Marketplace's Jeff Horwich reports, some have questions about whether that money is well spent.
Airlines? Sure. The Super Bowl? Naturally. Grain elevators? Say what? For you city folk, grain elevators are America's rural skyscrapers. Farmers dump their corn, wheat, and soybeans. Trucks haul it out to feed the country. Even though elevators are mostly in the middle of nowhere, Bob Zelenka of the Minnesota Grain and Feed Association says, you never know.
It's on the edge of town, so could somebody step in here and adulterate some grain? I guess it might be easy enough to do, but, you know, those are the kind of things we've changed in terms of locking down, which we never used to do, being, again, aware and vigilant.
9/11 meant new fences, lighting, training on what to do with suspicious requests for ammonium nitrate, a fertilizer that can be used to make a bomb. Many grain elevators also store farm chemicals. Zelenka says elevators are now required to track every kernel, where it came from and where it's going.
It's been thousands of dollars that elevators have spent. You take that times the 14,000 elevators nationwide. That's a big chunk of dough.
Too much dough, if you ask John Mueller. He's a professor at Ohio State and co-author of the new book, Terror, Security, and Money.
Maybe we're much overreacting and overspending for a threat which is extremely limited.
Mueller estimates the U.S. private sector spends at minimum an extra $10 billion a year on security since 9/11. From grain elevators to shopping malls, he says, rarely does the math make sense.
We've looked at the cost, for example, of protecting a large office building. The cost to retrofit a building to deal with, say, a truck bomb and so forth are not worth it unless the probability of the building being hit is 1,000 times higher than it actually is at present.
9/11 may have hit private businesses, but Mueller says nearly every foiled plot since then has had a government target, mostly military. As for grain elevators, Mueller says not a single case has targeted the U.S. food supply. Of course, this all makes sense on paper, but back at the elevator, Bob Zelenka says a different logic, 10 years on, continues to prevail.
You can't be too safe, I guess, these days, unfortunately.
In Vermilion, Minnesota, I'm Jeff Horwich for Marketplace.
And finally, to the high-stakes world of kindergarten. According to the New York Times, the Trinity School in Manhattan is so hard to get into that students without any previous connections to the school, like a sibling who went there, have just a 2.4% chance of snagging a seat. Compare that to the odds of getting into Harvard, a whopping 6.2%. The tuition for kindergarten at Trinity, by the way, $36,870. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
J-O-B-S. Everywhere you turn, people are talking about them. And most of the talk, by the way, is about not having one and how to get one.
I'm 38. I'm a doctor. And the last time I worked as a doctor was 2 years ago.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What happens when long-term unemployment becomes the norm? That story next time on Marketplace. We'll have the numbers from Wall Street and the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.